vedo.
So is that what your thoughts are, going to put it, sell it?
Might as well tell them about that back scare, right?
Yeah, that's a good time.
Good time.
Okay. So
here's the next, this isn't this year. This is something to think of. This is food for thought. So JCB has this ditching machine out. And it's not just it's a wheeled excavator. We're going to all this asphalt, high float, and all this stuff. Instead of buying a backhoe this next round, we'll buy this excavator. The good thing about this excavator is, yes, it's around $325,000. Over 10 years, we'll save $260,000 over 10 years because we can use it for ditching, we can use it for brushing. It'll come with a brushing head.
Instead of hiring that
for roadside mowing. We can do all the roadside mowing plus all the roadside brushing.
Would you say it's 360?
Yeah.
325,
but, you know, that's just talking. Until it comes into the tender, might be less than that.
And what's the maintenance bill on over 10 years?
Yeah, I know. It's got to be less than that case is.
Yeah.
I mean, $10,000 a year is a good ballpark figure. It could be to start. Something like that is going to be high maintenance, so $10,000 a year. So similar to a grader. Grader is high maintenance. It's $10,000 a year. Backhoes aren't supposed to be high maintenance. They're supposed to be, you know, pretty good. This cat, we've had a few issues with this cat. We got to get two new front tires for it, but
that's just
the way it goes. There hasn't been any majors with the cat backhoe. Just a lot of little. You buy a bolt from Cat, it's $50. So you know what I mean. You're paying for the cat emblem.
And what year is the cat?
18. Yeah. Just pre-dev. So anyways, this ditch machine, $325, is going to save us about, depends on the year, say $280,000 over 10 years is what it'll save us. Something to think about.
And that'll just be something for our township?
That's something, we could rent it out, but we want to.
Right, I know.
You know what I mean? It'll save us the $15,000 a year brushing. It'll save us the $15,000 to $20,000 a year or more. Depends on the year. Rentals are $15,000 a month now. So I used to be able to, wasn't that long ago, I could get an excavator for $5,000 a month. Mm. So things are starting to go the other way now versus before. I could never justify buying an excavator. No way would I ever justify. No. But now, with this wheeled excavator, it's more like a ditching machine. We can do a lot of road work. But I want to look at it first.
Is anybody else using one? Right,
that's what I mean. Yes, there's a few municipalities down south that have them, and we want to go and take a look at it. I want to take a look at it working, and but something to think about. That's quite a bit of money, $260,000, you know, or $80,000, whatever, over 10 years. It's pretty good. And well, it is probably going to be at least minimum a 20-year machine. So that's $500,000. $600,000 over the life of the machine.
That's a lower price than a lot of the fire vehicles you want now.
Yeah.
Like they're half a million.
Yeah, well, I thought about getting the brushing head for the grader, and just for the brushing head for the grader was $75,000. So that excavator is looking pretty good now. You know, backhoe now is $180,000. So, it's not out there. It sounds like a lot. But it's not out there.
Can you put a brushing head on a backhoe?
I don't think so. What the problem is the same as these guys that we have. Those back wheels, you could probably do it, but they pop those back wheels. The rims break because of all that stress on the side. So wouldn't we want to get into that? No. So, and this machine is meant for it. Meant for having over the side because it is an excavator. And it's zero swing, so when it swings around, there's nothing impeding traffic. It's all a self-contained unit. Something to look at, something to think about. It's not this year, but maybe next, hopefully. And get rid of this case back.
How are we doing with
trucks when we're good shape.
We're good now. Yeah. No, we got a good fleet of trucks. The next one is to be replaced in 29, I think it is.
Okay.
So we're good for a while, yeah. The 550 is, that's what that new single axle was to replace. We're going to hang on to that 550. We found out the major issue with it this winter, and we got it repaired. We did it in-house. So it's actually a pretty good little truck now. Yeah.
But what was the problem?
The alternator, on the back of the alternator, the live feed for the alternator was short. You couldn't see it. You just couldn't find it, and the truck would quit. It would snuff in the middle of the highway. It was doing all, well, of course, it was doing all kinds of weird things except for catch fire. And then we fixed the live feed, and it runs up down the highway like it's supposed to. So we got lucky, right?
Good.
Yeah. So we'll hang on to that truck for a few more years yet. It costs us a little bit for emissions every year, but it is what it is because it's 10 years old, right? What else we got on here?
So, is that pickup truck okay to buy?
Well,
we'll need resolutions and stuff.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's
I just want to confirm because, you know, when I revise the budget, do I need to include it or do I have to move it? Remove it?
Well, I think looking at what we've got today and it's in there, so I would say leave it for now.
I say prepare the tenders, I guess that's the way you're going, yeah.
And yes, we prepared some tenders as
or
we got them out there. We put a bunch out. They're just tenders. They come back, we accept them, we don't. But if we don't get them out there now, if we wait until April, we're paying through the nose for products. We don't want to be doing that. We want to get in with everybody else and get the decent prices per ton and per liter of calcium, whatever.
So is that what you put out? The
maintenance stuff. So their center road was included. That can be changed over to Herndon Road, and it's only dollars and cents to switch it over if that's the case. And all the just maintenance stuff, calcium.
So is it tender out for the truck?
No. Okay. Oh, no. No, just the maintenance. Yeah. Because we couldn't wait on that. Once March comes, we wait much longer. Nope. No culverts yet. That just goes out under a $15,000 RFP. So, yeah.
But it's just for Councillor Zulak there. It's MicroSeal, I think that's one he put out.
That's the two majors.
So those are the next two ones I would like to ask about, the Balsam Road and Broadbent Road. MicroSeal for both of them, so is it okay?
Well, you were iffy about the Balsam, weren't you?
No.
If you could switch them?
That
one section you want to do before it gets worse. Okay.
Yeah. We shouldn't leave those two, or we're going to be similar to the other roads. Yeah.
Good. Center Road,
Ball Diamond.
It's just unfortunate, as Councillor Cuffin had said, that you can't somehow put in there. I know it's in another part of the budget what the grant is, but just when people look at it, they don't see that. They just see that you're spending that much on the diamond. How much you're getting in grant? They don't reference.
Can't we put it in brackets?
I don't know. That's what I wondered.
They want the fame and glory. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put in brackets. We're not really mentioning,
Well,
this.
You know what? I did though. Page number 2022.
What is on there? I know. That's what I say. If anybody looked at it. Yeah.
So.
That's.
But that's the problem. People don't look at it. Then you get complaints to Council checking and reference.
Okay, so we're good for that page, right? No, the community center?
Yeah, community center.
Those look good, actually.
That includes the, that RFP was just for the renovation, right?
Yeah.
So it has the $150,000 include the appliances and renovation.
Right.
So we should be all right.
Yeah, and the roof, that's all separate. It's all.
I have a question with council. So one of the furnaces, had last year we had an issue with it. So I switched it over to electric. So it's running on electric, not heat pump. Still works just fine. But it needs a new furnace if we want to switch it over to the heat pump.
So how much is that?
$15,000. Somewhere in there. Like $10,000 to $15,000.
So can you tell me it stink of propane in there?
Because that stupid stove.
Is it the stove or is there a leak?
No.
Because it's always stunk. It doesn't stink anywhere else, right? But
it's
there.
It's, yeah. So you got 7 pilot lights burning.
Yeah.
That, it's nothing leaking.
Nothing.
It's just fumes, exhaust fumes from
that.
Yeah.
So that's the plan to get rid of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to cost us more.
Yeah, but still.
But it's safe. It's just a... It
yeah,
shouldn't be there.
It's terrible, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not the only community center that with propane pilot lights that has the same smell.
Oh, okay.
So just so you know, it's not just this one. It's all those, because there's a lot of pilot lights going.
Okay.
It's just the breed of them. Yeah. We'll,
because I know it's been checked a lot, because it's stunk as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And it was always checked, but
yeah.
just
the new one will
sure
have electric start.
Next one is on the same page as St. Stephen Church, renovation of St. Stephen Church. But that's the remaining balance. Last year we budgeted 269,684. Out of that 152,000 we used last year, so remaining budget is 117,046.
That's in
on same page 23.
Yeah,
capital
yeah.
budget.
So we've used up all of the reserves or.
So the reserve, if you look at the reserve.
17,000, historical, plus 7,000.
So I used the culture reserve, 74,000 for St. Stephen.
Yeah, so that would be using up pretty yeah. much all of the
yeah.
reserve then.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that we did go give the go-ahead, right, for the rest of the work on that, for the window and siding work, yeah, which were well within budget then. To
yeah.
That's what you, that figure you got here covers all that, too. Right? So we should be good to
okay.
reach.
Have they started on the next phase of renovations then, or?
Not sure.
St. Stephen's?
Yeah.
I think they're waiting for spring weather to finally, which might be next week.
Probably this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think that's what later on they're going to start on it.
And that's for the siding and the windows? And then that's it except for landscaping around it?
That's done. The landscaping's done, right?
Yeah, we just got some clean on
that was
yeah.
in the, and then removing the chimney, the brick chimney, that was another thing in patching the hole on the roof where the chimney is coming out of. So they've ordered the new windows?
I can't say.
Okay.
Yeah, I better not.
They're the old windows, they stay in the church there because the historical committee is going to use them for something. So
I just need to remind the council that, you know, the one of the condition of the application of the for the grant was that, you know, we have to use that church for
something.
So, you know, at some point, I think my understanding is there is no washroom in that church.
No.
And, you know, so whatever the internal use, we mentioned in the application that it could be museum. You know, I'm not sure now, last year, I think Mike Kekinen said, you know, they won't be a museum there, so I'm not sure what will be the
We made sure that when the grant went in that museum was part of it because
yeah.
that's how you had submitted the original grant.
Yeah.
But so it has that component to it. But yeah, it's, to use any building, there's you know, some infrastructure you need. Septic, water, electricity. So there's long term, but we have to be able to utilize, you know, the infrastructure that's there the way it is, you know. So yeah.
So if you budget so much every year going towards being able to utilize the building, like say 1 year you do the electrical, another year you do a septic or whatever your plans are, water.
That's if you're gonna use it for, you know, what part of that grant went in as a community hub. So
yeah.
Could we not use it for a Pioneer Village type building?
Yeah,
yeah,
Pioneer.
That would be good.
Pioneer
you wouldn't
Village,
need your bathrooms, you wouldn't need anything. Then.
Yeah, Pioneer Village Community Hub, you know, just the way
was
it was.
Pioneers
then.
Didn't have them, you mean?
100 years ago.
Put an outhouse in
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you're looking at $300,000.
Oh, yeah. To
by
do
the time you're done with wells, hydro,
septic,
why not? Yes, it's a nice church, just in a great group. Pioneer Village.
I think that'd be great.
You
really.
Know, like that would go, and it still is what you're saying it is, but just maybe not so much for weddings. It's more towards the Pioneer Village style of it all. Then, yeah, I'm sure the washrooms and stuff, it's just a stopover spot. You're coming in to look at antiques and museum. Mm-hmm. Pioneer Village. That way we don't have to worry about a washing.
Well,
whatnot.
Yeah, but the grant went in a certain way, so we have to align what it's being used for at this point in time with what went in for the grant. So.
But, what did the grant say? That we just had to use it sometime in the future? Did it say specifically for what?
It doesn't say, but then obviously when they gave us the grant, they want to know what is the intended use of that. A facility, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we put in there.
Museum?
Yeah, museum and maybe wedding or a hall or something, right? But then again, if we are not going to use that, then obviously they will question that,
mm-hmm.
the reason of the grant.
Well, I'm just thinking of the Herdville Hall, what they've been able to do for years. I mean, they had outside washroom, right?
Yeah, so did you see their sign there?
No, I haven't seen it. No.
Yeah, they're fundraising for washroom.
Oh.
Yeah. So everybody's in that same.
But hall. I don't think they, if you, like you're saying, the Pioneer Village, I don't think they cause a big fuss because you're still using it as something, right? Museum, Pioneer Village, you know. That's sort of another word, right? Museum, Pioneer Village, wouldn't you say?
The big difference is, I think it's Councilor Kretman, if you only use it for a community hub as opposed just to a stopover, there's a big difference. Because if they're going to play cards in there or meet and do something, then you're going to need certain amenities. Whereas if it's just a stopover, you might not. So it's
mm-hmm.
a question of what is the long-range purpose of them.
I kind of think the combination of the Pioneer Village along with museum, like, you know, get displays in there, because obviously we're suffering an overflow here already. You know, that's,
yeah.
You got approval for the youth room, so... But that's kind of up to the historical committee to kind of come up with ideas and goals, I think.
Yeah, I did mention that at the last historical committee meeting that there has to be some ideas coming forward.
Yeah.
When we're spending taxpayers' money on municipal assets, then they have to be used for something. So.
But if you did run it as a museum, would you leave it unattended? In other words, without an attendant there to manage, like, so people don't come in and just wreck the place?
No. Is it locked currently? Yeah, so it's locked currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but then again, does that meet our obligation to have it as a, you know, as a museum, as a Pioneer Village? I mean, if you can't get in, right?
Well, no museums open 24/7. That
no,
I
mean, fair enough. I'm just saying, you know. But
you have to make arrangements, I guess.
Yeah.
Or to be open on certain.
You could have a student, a history-minded student, run it in the summertime. In the wintertime, maybe not. You know, close it down in the wintertime. In the summertime, it's from May till September as a museum, Pioneer Village / museum, and have somebody that's history-oriented as a student.
Actually, there's one item in administration that hasn't been used for quite a few years, and it says intern. Is that anything that any of the committees would be? I know the historical committee has discussed that an intern would be very helpful, just because we're limited on membership. I believe that as well with recreation, there was some mention that that there's possibly an interest in an intern helping with those committee functions.
Is that still available to get the intern?
I think it is. I looked recently, and it's and there didn't seem like there was a deadline. It seemed like there was, you could put in an application for an intern sort of at any point in time.
That would be good.
The only problem I know in the past, having been the one responsible for coming up with the job description and making sure you always have to have somebody from the committee overseeing all of that, and you can't always get that. That's the trouble. And so you were scrambling to make sure that the intern had a job.
I think the last couple of interns have been, the office basically has guided them and give them a lot of the work, because even with our historical and rec committees, there's only a certain amount, you know, it's not enough to employ a person full time, so you kind of, a lot of the spinoff goes over to the office also, and maybe even roads, maybe a couple times, I don't know, but.
So can't you have the intern for the office?
You can.
Specifically?
You could do a combination of all of the above.
When I first started, Jeremy Moore was here. That was the last year that we had an intern. And he was in the office in the morning, and then during the summertime, he was down in the museum so that the museum was open to the public.
And you can, because the previous one, Steve Webb, I think it was, he ended up digitizing a lot of the council minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it can be done in the office, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be worth looking into?
I can look into that.
Yeah, I know, as you said, it's not a line item. Well, it is a line
item.
It is.
Nothing just
in
nothing
there.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So worth looking at. Yeah.
And with that one, I believe the funding is 90% and 10% or something similar, or 60%.
I don't know now. It used to be.
It was quite.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good deal.
Yeah.
And didn't a few of our interns go on to?
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Well, one actually.
Full-time
jobs. I think.
Deputy clerk.
Yeah.
And
Carl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of the idea, is to get their foot in the door and get them full-time employment. That's kind of the goal of it.
But normally the intern go in the specific profession, like let's say the plumber. And the intern comes and the planner, they want to go in that field. But if you're just looking at the admin intern, then it's hard to get the grant for that. Heritage side, you know, the museum may be easier to get rather than just for the admin.
No, we've had very good success with at least four that I'm aware of that we'd have to look at the previous applications, but it was... See exactly how it was worded, but it was sort of.
Was it from the NHFC or?
Yes.
Yeah.
At least four applications that we were successful with, and we even received confirmation of a fifth application. But there was the committee. I think that there wasn't enough organization to, or we had a turnover in staff at that point in time, so we had to decline that.
That's correct. You're right. It actually was approved, but that's when we had a huge turnover and stuff.
Is there anything else for Greg in particular?
I guess there's going to be a bunch of resolutions prepared to get things rolling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unless council would like to look at the operating side of the
program. Sure. I was going to go through the different, but I didn't know what they all dealt with Greg or not, but sure. The operating side.
From page 8. Page 7. The start would be page 7 for that, please.
Page 7. Sure, on the right.
Page 7 of the main budget. Yeah. So that's where the public is. Public works.
Okay.
So public works garage maintenance and repairs. So there was a couple of years there where it was 3,000 and nothing spent, and 3,000 and $1,000 and 484 spent, and then 18,000 budgeted or actuals, 18,000 in 2023. All right. So
18,000 budgeted and actual was 17,000.
17,000 and this year budgeted 15,000. So any major repairs? What's that?
15,000 for a chimney. For the furnace. And some upgrading on the new fuel tanks or furnace tanks.
Oh.
Anyways, that's some. So that's what it is. It's the chimney and the upgrade to the tanks.
Those the fuel tanks you mentioned too, they were installed?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're installed over further now, you said?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's right beside the dome now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Go and take a look at them. All done. Done to go too. Yeah. A lot nicer. The old pumps are seeing a better day. The old tanks, you always wondered when they were going to start leaking. So it's nice.
So with some of those things that I'd mentioned there about 152, and that, would that be factored in as operating, or how does it, with Greg in charge to get an engineer?
Yeah, that will be part of the operating, so if we are going to change it.
I don't know where it would fit in necessarily. I guess it went by road or...
You mean the remainder from...
Well, just to get a study done like we did with Deerfield, to have an engineer go across.
And I was thinking Deerfield. Yeah, 150. Yeah, 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 yeah.
152 and Moffitt, I think, because that's what our resolution said. We want to deal with all of them.
Well, why not?
Better left.
Why not? So let's... I'm going to guess probably 10 each.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So that would just be a ballpark. What's Bob at? 25?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And much more detail.
I think that's more detail than what we're looking for.
Right.
Like, what we, not what we're looking for, what's needed.
Right. Yeah.
The other ones are straightforward, easygoing roads. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We own it all.
Yeah.
It's a ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's half the battle sometimes. So... those are real easy, simple jobs. So,
yeah,
probably 10 each of you.
So one is Lakeshore and which one?
No. Oh, did you want, you're worried about Lakeshore? You want in?
Well, I mentioned at the launch, I mean, whether a study should be done on that or what we should do with that. I don't know. Just forget it for this year and concentrate on the unassumed roads and get studies done on those.
I guess.
Okay. It's such a thorny spot over there.
Yeah. Well, do you think we should get a study?
You know what?
While we're doing it?
Why not? And then when people say, how can you not?
Right, not doing anything.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the three. Yeah, three.
Lakeshore 152. Yeah. Do you have a direction for him to do those studies, or is that going to be after the budget?
Let's do the direction.
Do the direction.
At least we know we are on the same
page,
you know.
Yeah.
I don't
think
it's great to be upset, you know.
Pulling a Debbie.
Speaking of which, too, I don't know if you have in line or whether maybe it's already budgeted for Craigmore to have an engineer come in and
look so
at that and approve
he,
it.
Yeah, I think he charged like $1,800.
We budgeted, I think, $2,000.
Yeah, we budgeted $2,000. That's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get him out in May. We'll make sure the road's good. Get him out in May and let him have a look at it.
Okay.
He'll give us his report.
Sounds good.
That's Bob.
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you think that's
I think so. That's, you know, those two are pretty easy going roads. The Lakeshore one might be 10,000 to 15,000, but what I'm going to do, we'll leave it at that. I'm going to show them the previous reports.
Right.
So they may tweak some of that, but so it should make it cheaper.
Maybe package deal for 3 months.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's oh yeah for sure. But I think I'm thinking at worst case scenario.
You get one for free.
And what means it's, and I think the other study was done by them over here. Pretty sure. I have to take a look. And if it was done by them, probably $5,000.
Better to be on the high.
But yeah, go 10 for now.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there was an original study. Is still there for you talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. There was an original study done when they were looking at wiring. And then the other company came in and did a review. We needed a peer review of that engineer. So
oh, yeah.
We had two studies in a sense.
Yep.
And I can't find.
I got them on my shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ready to go. Like, yeah.
That first study, I always thought was more detailed, but when I look at it now, it doesn't seem to have as much detail as I can remember. So they gave some suggestions on how to turn it and maybe go on an angle and have a road bypass.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure people could use a lot of that.
Well, then it's not all on council's
right.
Lead, right?
So just back with the grader, looks like you're anticipating some major maintenance this year on the grader.
Yeah, so the grader's now what 8 years old. So we're having to replace some of the wear items in the lift, the circle, it's all being replaced, right? Little by little, but we're eventually doing it all ourselves in house. We're not getting captive, but we're doing it ourselves. So. And man, it's expensive. It's, you know, for a piece that looks like ABS pipe, like that long, is $300. It, you know, it's price of doing business, right? But this big item this year, it'll go way down next year. It's just it's a wear item. That's all. If it so happens, it's this year. It's got to be done. And I need what, 4 tires. I bought 2 last year, and 4 this year for it.
I think that's really important, like you said, that the public should know that it's in-house a lot of it being done, that you're not all, you know, contracting it out to somewhere.
Yeah.
We've got personnel here who can actually do it, so
yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine nobody was capable of doing that, what
yeah.
would it cost to have somebody come in?
Yeah.
Or have it
just to have them come into our yard
yeah.
without doing anything but 800 bucks. Without even touching a wrench,
right.
To your hair box. So.
So it's good you're mechanically inclined.
Yeah, yeah, we do all that stuff.
Work
ourselves.
Out that stuff.
Yeah.
2 roads. You need a list of road soils then.
Oh, sorry,
Moffett.
Mm-hmm. Stony Road. 152 in the brackets.
Yeah, because people might not catch on
yeah.
yet.
And,
yeah,
and. And the Lakeshore boring. You know, just for instance, this ball field out here. It's about a $900,000 job. We're going to have it completed for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. You had to pay for that. The fill and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That, put it this way, that purchase up at 152 has already paid for itself.
Like so.
And we haven't, just by doing this, it's already paid for itself. It's amazing how quick it adds up, how much we can save
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah.
Spend a little money, a bit of money renting some equipment, we can do a lot of work. Thank you.
Because you have a license pit.
Yeah.
You don't want to say where? I don't think it matters, but.
No, it's going to be the same price no matter where it goes.
True.
Right?
True. Might charge mileage out to Broadbent, though.
Yeah.
What's that?
Have you seen the road?
Yeah. charge, yeah, charge damage.
So those are going under motions, are they?
Yeah.
They'll have numbers?
They will have.
Okay.
We're not putting anything in for environmental spills, which is.
Oh, I better not have to. Usually, the good thing about that is usually the insurance companies pick it up. But not too often we have any money coming out a little bit up front. So we don't want to anticipate oil spills. So do I put $50,000 into the budget for that?
No.
Should I? Probably.
Stony Road, Moffett Road, and Lake Charbonne.
Wasn't there something else?
Center Road and
Road Studies.
Yeah, Center Road and
sort of specific with the roads that are, is it to assume Moffett Road? Assume?
No.
It's just.
What that would be is the cost, to, I guess eventually, yeah, but the cost to bring it up to the standards based on our policy of, what is it, Category 6, I guess, Category 6 road. Just so that it'd be an estimate from the engineer.
Yeah, it's the cost upgrade rather than
right.
To assume.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the, when that comes through, that'll be MTO prices, right? So that's why we're always like,
Yeah.
So all these studies that you see, they just, same as Bob, it's MTO pricing. That's what they use. So we're always cheaper. So, worst case scenario is it's this. Dollar amount, but we're always going to be cheaper if we do it ourselves. Just keep
that in mind. Well, I mean, the cost that we have for Craigmore and Bailey's are exceptional. There's no doubt about it because you and your guys did that.
Yeah.
And frankly, I can't even do my driveway for that.
No.
And that's literally true. I can prove it too. So.
Poorly
upgraded. Well, your driveway is obviously too big then.
What's that?
It's too long, eh?
No, I've had grumbles here and there from people in Bailey's, at least, anyhow, and I just say, like, you have no idea, right? We charge them $3,500 a piece. I couldn't do diddly for in my property for that money.
That's what, 7 loads of gravel.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got actual expenses in the last year because of Adam's place and the whole nine yards too, and even my driveway. It's like you're out of your mind, right? I would have paid. Well, even when I did it in 2011, my driveway I paid $39,000 for it, right? But it's 700 feet long, and it was just a field before. So I mean, anyhow, so and I can say those things to people because it's true, right? So.
Also, don't forget I have about the. Curdville and Center Road.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. I guess that's a resolution to give us permission to go ahead and see if we can swap it and or go into intervention.
Two different resolutions?
I don't know, you want to have
no,
one?
No,
work that in there.
No,
the
second resolution.
You, need, yeah, you want another pen?
We'll discuss the second resolution once we know whether we can switch.
Okay, there you go.
You're right. Putting the cart way ahead of the horse.
How's good?
Yeah, it looks good.
Much more improvements to do there,
I
think?
Oh, yeah. So I think I'm going to bring in some beach sand for pretty well all the beaches this year.
Right.
I think I got a permit somewhere.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did the brushing and that, didn't you, already in the fall?
Yeah.
So. So we got a rotor cutter last year out of the dump. Oh, really?
Right.
Like a one you hook on? Or
no, no. And that,
a walking?
Yeah, and that's what we did all the beaches with.
Awesome.
Made a big difference. And so we did that last year, and this year we're bringing some new material put on top.
Yeah.
Worked good.
Cut the snow removal back a bit, and I guess that's all stemming from the last couple months, I guess.
Yeah, so like because of this winter,
the
debenture investigation or whatever we're going to call that.
Well, that's the one that Greg was talking about that I said to him he's putting in the cart before the horse. Let's see if we can transfer the.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Split it up.
Okay.
If we can't switch it, then we'll look at the debenture.
Okay.
What's the gray old version?
Yeah, so that's got axed.
Oh, it's axed? Okay.
It's axed. This next year. With our lovely bridge study says it's in good shape. So I seen that, and I went, okay. And so that's next year's truck. Just redecking it, so take us 3 days to do it.
Good to, I think, have that arranged too, that the engineers were able to talk to us
after
their study. I think that was really useful.
Oh, yeah. Just any questions, perfect.
Yeah, because
he's the guy to answer those questions.
Yeah.
He is. Just, I can do it, but he knows what he put on paper.
I know, but when you first get that study and you're looking at it, you're thinking, holy crap. So when he explains it, it's much better.
On 8/17, the street lighting, the budget increase from 1,500 to 8,000, so we are going to install
hopefully new
pole and the wiring on the boundary road, so that's the cost.
Oh, on the boundary road? Okay.
It's still in there, I'm still
waiting.
2017.
We started working on
it. Well, did we ever investigate? We ran into the same problem years ago with Tate's Island and with McCullough Lake Road, run into a roadblock. And so then there was another avenue taken, and the lights went out. So I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, so those days are pretty well gone now. It's been thought about. And so MTO itself is not the big deal now, it was in the beginning. That's what the delay was in the beginning. Now it's the lighting engineer. That's what the delay is now. I said, and the MTO guy says, he agrees, it's a street light. There shouldn't be any engineering study done. So I've had to give them a bunch of stuff, information about the light, and just dragging their feet stuff, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But yeah, it's just a... This new lady, though, that took care of our signs, electronics, much nicer to work with. So hopefully going ahead now.
Yeah.
things that would get done easier. The way it was when Valerie was here, it was so easy to work with her. So hopefully it's the same way now.
So we need to come out of committee of the whole before we pass anything.
Okay, before that, we've got to talk.
The 150 budget, if I can.
Okay, I was just with.
Yeah, it's part of the budget.
Too. I got a lot.
Not
the budget. But
yeah, not great.
Okay, that's what I just wanted.
No, it's not.
So we stay in committee of the whole, but Craig leaves us on the idea.
I guess.
Yeah.
However, that's recorded.
Yeah. Yeah, he. I mean, he can stay. It's not closed.
We
just, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
It's not closed.
We just want to pass these, right? Or
yeah, it's just a resolution.
But
these four, so I need some direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hang tight then. I guess.
Yeah, I'll just wait
okay.
5 minutes.
Go ahead then. Who wanted to speak to that?
The 150th committee. Yeah. Met with Diana and Rojan this past week, and they thought I should bring this to council, or I have to. Unfortunately, last year when we were doing the budget for the 150th, we thought we had done a balanced budget, but unfortunately there was an oversight while doing the budget due to a $4,500 payback portion of the one grant, which is not usually a case with a grant. And that was the $15,000 OCAF, the Ontario Cultural Attraction Fund grant. So it was located into our revenues, but not somehow or another, it, just an oversight that we didn't see this payback portion, so it wasn't put in expenditures. So anyways, at the end of the year, I think we're like $81 one way or the other. So anyways, we fell short. We have to pay this $4,500 back to the Ontario Cultural Attraction Fund grant. So, and there's no money there in their budget to do it, so we have to determine where we're gonna get that money to pay them back. I can make a suggestion if the council wants to talk about it, and that would be to, we have in here the volunteer recognition for 5,000. It's been in the budget now for a couple of years. If we have no plans for that, I was thinking maybe we'd just reduce it to 500 and then pay the $4,500 grant out of it. So that's just a suggestion.
Well, I would certainly like to go back to the volunteer recognitions like we used to have years ago, but since we just went through the 150, I'm quite willing to wait for another year before we do that, in which case, as you say, you could reduce that. So that's no problem. I always wonder, you know, with the number of events that went on, I was always amazed, and I went through with Roshan there too, that it was revenue neutral, all of those events. And I know you didn't count on something like this. So.
Yeah, it was a $101,000 budget they went through, and to come right down to what they thought was $18 was pretty darn good. And it's too bad if they had have realized that, that they had to pay back that $4,500, they could have met that, they would have just reduced it because it was to hire entertainers, so they would just have a couple of less entertainers at the big celebration. So it was kind of unfortunate, but it's one of those things where it's just an oversight. It was two wonderful volunteers that did the work on the grants for us and got all three grants that we applied for, which was amazing. And one of our volunteers, I think, is instrumental in maybe getting the library grant also. So and I think if we could just deal with this and not put our volunteers in any pressure situation and make them well aware that, you know what, don't worry, it's an honest mistake. And so if we can take care of that $4,500, it would just be wonderful.
That seemed like a good spot to leave it in the budget as $5,000, but use it for that purpose, yeah? Makes sense. It wouldn't really change your figures much.
No. No, that's to keep, you know, sorry, no increases to our budget because of it, and the 5,000. Yeah, there was no plans, because that's a lot of work to arrange for something like that, to volunteer
okay.
appreciation. Maybe we'll aim for the year after.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Me too.
Well, we're approval.
Well, we're talking.
And we're okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good, yeah.
Yes.
That's, well, we're sort of in that area in the budget, trying to figure out where the payment that we make to the industrial park is. Previously, I don't know, used to be in one of these donations and discretionary donations under that line item.
Are we talking about West Perry Sound Economic Development?
No, so it's the West Perry Sound Industrial Park.
Have you got a page number, Mike, or you're looking for it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to find it because previously it was in my notes. It shows that it used to be under donations, grants, organizations, discretionary donations. Other times it's been in planning expenses. In 2018, I believe it was under planning expenses, $13,500 to the industrial park, and the remainder going to the MLCA and CB and DC.
So that's something that we're trying to look up.
Yeah, just ensure that we have it, because we know we have to pay that. So
yeah, that's right. Should be an expense. So
I think it's. That's under best collection disposable. Contracted services annual levy. Page 18. Yeah, my guess is that's the one, right?
14,000,
and we paid in 2022, we paid 14,736, and 2023, we paid 14,883.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You see
that?
And
since we are not waste management. Greg is here, so in case if you need to ask anything about investment management.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Sorry, Greg.
I almost got up.
Because I just realized that.
So when he gave the presentation, he gave the numbers for this year, for the, when Bruce Kelly was here. And did you catch what numbers?
No,
I think it was 16,000 something.
I got it there somewhere.
That's roughly the area.
Yeah.
I mentioned to him that it used to be around 6 or 8 sort of thing, and then
yeah.
But he said it hadn't increased in the last few years.
Okay, so this year, okay, we're still good. 14,883 for this year.
Okay, so we budgeted 15,000.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
And any question on the waste management? He's
So
Greg is here.
He doesn't want to go leave, right?
He's looking for a ride home.
Well, there is a bike lane out on 120, you know, so.
So, yeah, the recycling contract, so we have budgeted $17,500 for this year, and last year was $30,000 budgeted, so
yeah.
That's for the, so we're still expecting
so
pay a cost? Or this is...
Yeah, up until, because it doesn't, the transition, what, July?
July, right.
Yeah,
right.
So this is the first 6 months, and then the second, basically half, is what we're going to get paid for.
Yeah. So a savings of $12,500, thereabouts.
Yeah. And so they're going to try this for 2 years, right? So everybody knows. After 2 years, nobody knows. So... Like, yeah, we don't, nobody knows what's going to happen in 2 years, in 2026, yet. Now, Toronto's in it, Perry Sound's been in it now since January 1st, so once that data comes in, they're hoping to have it, something, they'll know what's going on in 2026.
So was there additional revenue that was going to be paid by, I guess, the producers for changing the facility around and or paying for staff out there?
So there shouldn't be any changes. So Perry Sound, Tom Perry Sound has been doing this since the 1st of January. And the ratepayers hasn't noticed anything.
Right, but was there going to be some additional funding from, I guess, circular materials out there? Or is the producers?
I couldn't tell you right now. Yeah.
Jennifer sent a memo that I received yesterday that contained a lot of those details. I don't know how certain she is of those things, but I mean, Jennifer's pretty good at doing her homework, but it's fair to say that there's an expectation is that they'll pay for even a reconfiguration. I know, Mike, you know about that too, of the transfer station relative to the booth and that kind of stuff. I know you were in that correspondence, but, and again, I'm not trying to sell that story. I'm just saying I'm aware of that, but I don't know more details.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Yeah.
So staff hasn't heard anything that there's going to be additional funding for any changes to any facilities or paying the wages of the waste transfer site attendant.
Carly would be the person to ask.
It's not so much, I haven't heard anything for redoing the transfer station, but the $2,200 a month is basically half of Andy's wages. And then it also accounts for propane, so it's the cost of operating the Blue Box Depot. So CMO is giving us $2,200 a month for that, starting July 1st. And there'll be no hauling costs with regards to recycling from July 1st forward, because CMO pays that themselves.
They would correspond to you or to when. Well, Carly, okay. But I mean, who are they actually sending it to? Everybody. Yeah, okay. So
we all get. So Carly's been taking
a
lot of the lead on that because she has the computer sitting right there in front of her. And
she's really good at it. So,
so there you go.
Okay.
So all of this information will be coming to all of council at some point. Something that Rob talked about? Or?
Yeah, and I also included his sheet, so he might have some explanation on that one.
Okay. But it's something that we can't negotiate. That's a lot.
Yeah, it says on the, if you look at his budget sheet, it says mutual aid agreement fees, annual add radio system replacement, approximate invoice has been $8,000 per municipal.
And I always question, I guess, and it's always good to have a category, I suppose, but it's just the miscellaneous up 16%. What's miscellaneous? It was 3,000 last year, 3,100 was spent, and now it's 3,500 this year. I know you have to use that term miscellaneous, I guess, in some places.
Well, you know, sometimes if they have a Christmas dinner or, you know, when they buy.
Drinks?
No.
you
don't want to be lying to me,
and
no.
You know,
yeah,
those kind of things.
So that's broken down at some point. I just know people are concerned because there were a lot of miscellaneous in the past.
So my miscellaneous on construction, that's usually my contingency fund.
Right.
So I just don't put it out there. That's usually where I stick that little extra in there. You just never know. You're in the middle of a rock truck, right?
Yeah.
Blow a tire, I guess she's paying for it.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. So that's usually where that goes. On my miscellaneous line that nobody likes, but that's usually what that's for. So those little things that you better have it in there. Because
we don't have any more in your...
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So I have to include that in my overall budget now. So either way, we're paying for it.
But if you blew a tire on a truck, then wouldn't it go under the maintenance or repairs of that truck?
Yep. But when we rent a piece of equipment.
Oh, a piece of equipment, okay.
That's mine, like whatever I do to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one. David,
yeah.
Are you done?
Oh, no, I'm not done, but you go ahead.
On page 23, I was wondering, it's for the veterans. Normally they put in 1,000. Would it be possible to do that again this year?
I didn't put it because I think I and David had a conversation about that one, that do we need to look into that and how much we have in that account. And so that's why I didn't put it. So I'm not sure if the council would like to put $1,000 in that.
What's
the veteran account for the $1,000 services?
For the Remembrance Day?
Yeah.
All meals?
So how much is in that reserve fund? Oh, okay, there it is. Yeah, so what's sitting in there now? That's the question.
79?
Yeah. And what's roughly the cost per year for that? To put that on, you see, it's all
around $700 to $800.
$700 to $800. Right. So maybe we have enough in there to hold us over for a few years. I had one on page one, I guess. Canada Post lease payments. Now we've been talking about that. You've got a certain amount in there. Is that going to be a lot lower now after what we talked about?
Mm. Yeah, didn't we cut it in half, more or less?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you raise that number.
Yeah.
And I also see $5,000 for election expenses. What?
Yeah.
Is there something going on that we don't know about? Or?
No, because last year...
Carrying over,
and last year... as council decided that we will put in reserve amount for each year. When the election comes, we don't need to pay all of a sudden. So that's why I budgeted $5,000. So if we don't use it, we will put that in a reserve account.
Okay, we decided that, didn't we? Okay.
Well, with the total cost of the elections, I think that was $20,000 or something. So then that... Every year, the 5,000. So then, the fourth year when the elections.
Yeah,
that
started quite a few
makes
years
sense
ago.
To do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, makes sense. Of course, it was more of a fire too, but radio tower maintenance. I thought they were going to do some work out there. Maybe they did already, because I've not seen any money in for that. Maintenance of the tower. I guess Rob.
I think they went up there and they
wasn't as bad as they thought. I don't know.
So I guess for the maintenance for the maintenance point of view, Rob wanted to put some money so they can go ahead and do the maintenance. So that's why they put it that $25,000. I think.
Well, I don't know. I see here and what I see here is it's zero. So
it's on the.
On another page, there is a figure, so.
I think if you look at the capital side, because that's where I put it.
Oh, okay.
$25,000 for the radio tower maintenance and portable radios, $25,000, and station 2 exterior painting and ceiling of windows 30,000.
Okay, so it's under capital as
yeah.
opposed to in here. Okay.
So for the fire department, okay, maybe you can explain. So it's this is page 1. It's his explanation sheet.
Oh, okay.
How far in that?
Probably it's 6 back from the from the back.
Yeah.
So there's let's see here, 2023 actual. It seems like there's 53,000 for transfer to reserves.
That's a transfer for the 50,000 for the vehicle and 3,000 for the forest, I think.
Forest
reserve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Total balance in 2024 should be 163,000.
So. So it's 152,000, not 160, 152,000. If you look at the reserve account, page 24.
That's another 24 here.
That's part of my report, 24.
Okay.
$77,000,
right.
And then we're transferring in
$50,000. So that's $152,000.
No.
Or plus $25,000 for the breathing equipment, $25,000 you wanted.
So shouldn't the forest fire equipment, shouldn't that be equipment reserve? Are they one category?
There's all one category because, you know, we didn't have any reserve for the equipment, so all combined, vehicle and equipment, so.
Okay, just so that we know that in the future, that we've actually transferred to reserve 25,000 for equipment, so that at a future point in time, there isn't a request for money for equipment when we specifically are agreeing in this budget that there is money being transferred specifically for equipment and not to be used
and
for
that's
vehicle.
Why I put in the details inside, so you know it's easier to see that why we are transferring it.
No, it's good to see the explanation, the detail. Yeah,
but I think there should be the two reserve accounts so that we know that we have actually dedicated 25,000 to equipment and the other one is for vehicles.
If the council wants, I can use the other one, but then it's from my point of view, it's easier to have one, but as long as we maintain it and show it that what that reserve have, so it's better to, but if council wants, I can transfer it to the equipment reserve.
I think so that in the future we know that we've dedicated 25,000 for equipment, and there's dedicated X amount for vehicle replacement.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be agreeable with that.
Okay, I'll reallocate to the equipment account.
Those are my questions.
If it matters, I mean, in McKellar Market on page 27, the budget for fees, vendor fees, is $12,000. I know we shan't gave us a report yesterday saying she had already received 15, I don't know what the final number should be, but it's probably like 16 or something, but I wouldn't do it without asking her. But we could certainly make it 15 based on the fact she says she's already got it. So.
Well, I already showed her her budget and she okayed that number, so that's why I didn't change it.
It's good news anyway. Nobody's going to complain. So.
Yes, one thing I could bring up in the building department budget, I don't know whether to take it back to Chris or not, but I noticed we're getting less in fees since COVID ended. That was no doubt a big time where we took in a lot of money. It's becoming less, and I see we did have a reserve built up to cover that. I'm just wondering whether we should be looking at adjusting the building permit fees, whether we should do it comparable with the other municipalities, see if they're in line, or if we should up it even if it's 5%, because now we're not bringing enough in building permit fees to cover for our building department. So I'm just wondering whether that's something, Chris.
Well, I would think, yeah, we're still waiting for his report, more
yeah,
detailed
okay.
report, so maybe he could put that in there that
okay.
he's recommending that the fees be increased.
Okay, if he's in a report, yeah, that'd be good.
I brought this up last year, and I'll do it again now, is that I think in any budget we should also be looking at our revenues. I think we need to look at all of our fees and, although I forget the name, fees and charges schedules, and we should, even if we're not changing them, we should at least put them in front of us and say,
oh, yeah.
Do we want to? And I think we should always be looking at, if we're increasing our expenses, then we need to increase our revenues by at least an equal percentage, right? So
yeah, not everything will be revenue neutral, but you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be looking. Whitestones, and they've got about 10 pages in their fees and charges for all different departments.
Okay.
So it'd be good to do that.
And maybe, yeah, maybe to that kind of re-evaluation of how they're structured.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, and even I'm not saying necessarily we would raise them all, but we should at least look at them.
Yeah.
Right.
So is that good for me? Can I go on?
Are you going to give him a ride home?
He said he's walking.
Unless, depending on how fast, because I think some of these motions are related to Greg. Right?
Yeah, I guess he's working on trust that we're
Yeah. I don't mind that part. The only thing is, there was something else that crossed my mind as I was sending those emails. Do we need, for our tenders, should we have something there to? We sent them out. We're good to go with the maintenance part. We've all agreed on that. Do we have a resolution for that part? You know what I mean. Most
tenders,
of that's maintenance.
Calcium.
That, yeah.
We've already sent them out, but should we have? I know it's cart before the horse thing, but we wanted to meet the March deadline here, or be on top of the March deadline. When Fowlers and all these guys like to have their stuff in.
So you're saying it should be in our first meeting in April to accept something?
I think it's 27th or...
21st.
21st. Closing date, and then what was the acceptance? Was it?
The next regular meeting is the first meeting in April.
Yeah, right. So we accept it then, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Did you need another pen? No.
Do you want to get married?
No, you got much better handwriting than I do.
Yeah, if I wrote it, no one would be able to read it, so.
I said that to a lawyer. I said, oh, I don't know. Right, that's good enough. He looked at it and he said, oh, that's perfect, right? He wrote some stuff down. And I was like, oh, there was no way I could read his handwriting.
21's worse are doctors, right?
Yeah.
God knows. I don't know how pharmacists ever decipher what that stuff is, because I look at it and go, I can't figure out what that is. But
well, they're starting to resolve it. They're letting the pharmacists start to prescribe that.
Yeah.
They don't have to read the doctor.
Well, we had house guests this week, and a lady came down with, I don't know, pink eye perhaps, but anyhow, and the suggestion from telehealth was go see the pharmacist. So the pharmacist spent like 10 minutes with her, gave her some antibacterial drops or whatever, and like we're out of there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
right?
So it would have been 6 hours and we're done.
Exactly. And just and most time you're just sitting there,
yeah,
right? So, but and I thought that was really. Oh, she phoned the Whitestone Nursing Station.
Yeah.
And then it was them that told her to ask a pharmacist. So we were going to town anyway, so we just stopped in and like 15 minutes we're walking out the door with everything. So. Especially because she's from out of town, so I mean that's a really big deal. But.
Accept it because we don't know for sure yet if we're switching it.
Center one.
He'll be one of the guys that give me the quote last year.
Yeah.
That's only downfall of doing this.
How many times can you burn a bridge, right? But yeah.
It's not really.
No,
he's putting his trust in me not to say anything about pricing. So.
Did we put anything in for the washer this year?
No. Everybody's sticker shocked.
Yeah, the big shock was looking at that as opposed to the kitchen.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking.
And this one is still acceptable the way it is, so because we're not changing or renovating anything, so it doesn't have to be the same.
No, but I thought there was that.
No. Funny how they can make up all these rules but don't help anybody out. Put deadlines out and not help. Fine making up the rules, but holy gosh. That's a big scramble for a lot of municipalities.
Any more?
I think that
I'm looking at you.
The gerbils are going, and I can't think of anything else, so that should be it.
Well, we do have a council meeting Tuesday night, and we could always add something on the agenda, I guess, if it was kind of real important. Like, as far as maybe just a motion or something, if something does get forgotten, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay away from those.
Resolution 24-106, moved by Councilor Tekkinen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at 5:04 p.m. Call a question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-107, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does direct the Director of Operations to obtain quotes for the purchase and installation of playground equipment. That's a little general.
Yeah.
In South Park.
Yeah, I think it should be fair. Yeah. Otherwise, it could be everywhere. Is it still called South Park, or did they change the name?
Well, the name on it now says Broadbent Ballpark, so,
right.
Yeah. I don't think there was anything ever official South Park.
There's no signs there, that's for sure. That's
South
what
Park,
it
is,
so.
Well, maybe we better put Broadbent in. Somebody cares. Say use a motion, they probably might think South Park. Or isn't that some cartoon that used to be on TV or something?
That's where it came from.
That's where it came from.
Yeah, it was a cartoon there once in a while.
So, if you're asking for a quote on playground equipment, wouldn't you sort of be sort of specific on what kind of equipment that you want?
Well, as I say, I think that gives a leeway to Greg because it's comparable to what we have, and he'd be pricing things that are similar in nature.
Okay.
I think that's understood.
Yeah, we can get more detail off here.
Well, I'll bring you
back.
It'll be a, you know, foolscap paper with probably three different styles of playground, and then in that price range,
right on.
And then you guys can pick and choose whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's probably the safest thing to do.
Okay, so we just added that Broadbent Ballpark.
Further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-108, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, be resolved by the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller, does direct the Director of Operations to arrange for road studies to be conducted on the following roads: Fire Road 152, 152A, 152B, or Stony Road in parentheses, Moffat Road, and Lakeshore Boat Ramp, and further have the engineering firm provide a cost estimate for upgrades. Just provide cost estimate upgrades. Discussion?
152 names, I mean, those roads aren't named that anymore, but I mean, I think we all know what we mean, so.
Yeah. Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
I think I know the new names.
Resolution 24-109, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct the Treasurer to investigate the possibility of switching the grant monies awarded for the repairs to Center Road and have it applied to repairing Herdville Road. Discussion? Sound all right?
Do we need to specify they wouldn't necessarily do the whole thing? In other words, if we said in whole or in
section
part at the end of that?
Sections up.
Sections up, that's good.
Sections of Center Road and sections of Herdville Road. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In Resolution 24-110, moved by Councilor Haskell, second by Councilor Ryland, be a result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does direct the Treasurer to take $4,500 from the volunteer recognition budget and pay the refundable portion of the OCAF grant that was received by the Sesquicentennial Committee for the McKellar 150th celebration. Discussion? Does that cover it?
Yes, I think that'd be great. I don't know if staff want to contact Lynn and just say that not to worry. That and thank her very much. We'll be finding her in the future for more grants. Maybe.
Call the question then. All in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-111, moved by Councilor Haskell, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to consult with J.L. Richards to provide a report on the consent process for the municipality to sever lots on township property at Stony Road and Dockside Drive, and further provide different options to council at a future meeting. Discussion?
Is that going to J.L. Richards?
What it says. I just, first I've seen this.
Yeah.
That was my recommendation, as they are currently retained planner and municipalities are exempt from the consent process, but I don't know what the process is, like by public meetings and stuff like that with the Planning Act. So if they can provide us a report that says what we need to do, and then this is the property, in your planning opinion, how would you sever this to benefit the municipality, and then council can make a decision and we can move forward.
So can you read that again?
I can.
I thought this was just to get, I thought it was for like an engineer to do a report.
Well, I think as Carly is suggesting there, that you just want to know the process involved. Not necessarily to start anything, but can you do it that way? I mean, should you go to an engineer first? Should you go to a surveyor first? Or should you go through another process because it's township property? I think that's all you're getting at.
Yeah, it's kind of like doing a pre-consultation as if we were an applicant for a planning application. We want to know what's ahead of us and how much money we'd be spending before we dive into surveys and spending all the money. So they can provide us a pre-consultation report. It's about $500, and it will give us a full picture as to what the road is ahead and
I like
to read it again.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm joking.
That would give us a start.
What was at the very end? Was it
further provide different options to council at a future meeting? I'm not sure what that is.
Options at a future meeting?
Yeah, so a report would be presented to council, not necessarily GL Richards come here, but a report would be at a regular meeting outlining what, you know, different options there are, and then council can choose to pick one and move forward or...
Okay.
I don't think we need the word different in there. I think we should just take that out. That's just my personal opinion. It's fine as is in general, but, right? Of course, they would be different because that's what options are, but...
You're right, it's redundant. I mean, by describing it that way, is that what you're saying? Yeah. I don't know whether you need that initialed or not. But, well, if agreeable, we'll take it out.
I think we already have a report like this that was present, you know, the council got in 2022.
Okay, I'm not aware of it, so if you know any more about it, that'd be good.
I've mentioned it several times when this was discussed at other meetings, not at this. So.
Well.
So we're going to have now a report open, prepared for council in open public council meeting.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, this
you
is the disposition of property, maybe should be enclosed, maybe at this point, because if it's the properties are exposed, well, then that may give certain individuals some opportunity or, you know, kind of things.
It's already been exposed.
Yeah, it is not, but
exactly.
What we do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyone that moved and seconded that can withdraw that motion so it doesn't even come to the table.
It's already been discussed.
It can be withdrawn because it hasn't been voted
okay.
on.
I'm okay with that.
And another motion be prepared then to ensure that it's for a presentation, all information
well,
is enclosed.
What you would do is at another closed meeting, you would give direction to staff to proceed, but we wouldn't go any further with this at open meeting. The seconder is already withdrawing it. Is the mover withdrawing it?
Say if we only do up to that point.
Sure,
this is.
Yeah.
This shocks
yeah,
me really to see
I'm
this.
Fine with that.
I just read through them, but
I have already got my initials there anyway. But yeah.
And wasn't there direction already given in?
No.
In a
no.
Well, I think that's fine. I really do.
And Carly knows the details.
Yeah.
Of what council's after in that resolution. Basically, just get the process that's involved. That's basically what we want. You know, we don't have to detail at this point the particular properties, just what is
right.
the process we're going to
That's
have
what
involved.
We're looking for anyway, is a process in
yeah.
simple terms.
And
so
the next step would
says.
Be in closed session, go over whatever
information.
Properties.
Information,
yeah.
for information.
Yeah,
yep.
that's right. Can't hurt. Yeah.
So the amendment, which we'll vote on first, is to remove the description. And also the reference to options. So we're just taking the first paragraph in a sense. So call the question first of all on the amendment. All those in favor? Okay. And then the resolution as amended directs staff to consult with J.L. Richards to provide a report on the consent process for the municipality to sever lots on township property. Call the question on amended resolution. All those in favor? One opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-112, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does direct staff to release tenders for public works for the following: liquid calcium, winter sand, A and B gravel, micro C seal Balsam and Broadbent roads and paving Center Road. That covered all of them.
Yep.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 20. Oh, nothing just yet. That's all for our motions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll just go through this. That's fine. Just go through this. Any question or comments from the public, either in person or on Zoom? Hearing none. Resolution 24-113, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2024-18, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, first and second reading, and further read a third time in past and open Council this first day of March 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-114, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourned this meeting at 5:18 p.m. to meet again on March the 5th, 2024, at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.